It's Friday, January 17, and with your news at 8 a.m, I am Leonard Vidbian. The Landless People's Movement Youth Command has called for the National Youth Council to be depoliticized. The demand follows a protest in Windhoek opposing the interim board appointed by Sports Minister Agnes Shongarero. Dumiga Ndala of LPM spoke to One Africa TV's Josia Shiweda about her expectations.
Ndala expressed hope that the new minister will refrain from interfering in the affairs of young people.
So I think it's very important that whichever minister takes over in the new administration, that they really don't get involved into the daily affairs of young people, and that the young people are given the autonomy to govern themselves as they seem fit.
Emmanuel Mulunga, the former NAMCO managing director, points out that the likelihood of uncovering commercially viable oil in Namibia is only 25 to 35%. The former managing director was responding to local media on Chevron's report of an unsuccessful hydrocarbon search in the Orange Basin, highlighting the inherently risky nature of oil exploration. Local export earnings rose significantly from 8.8 billion in October to 12.2 billion in November last year, marking a 39% increase. This growth is detailed in this year's Statistics Agency's International Merchandise Trade Statistics Bulletin for November, as reported by Ellen Shiepo from One Africa TV.
NSA Communications Officer Mariam Shiepo said the International Merchandise Trade Statistics November Bulletin shows an improved trade deficit of 5.5 billion Namibian dollars compared to a 7.7 billion Namibian dollars deficit recorded in October of 2024. According to the International Merchandise Trade Statistics Bulletin, the country's import bill from January to November 2024 increased by 24.3 million Namibian dollars compared to 2023.
Visit oneafrica.tv for the latest news, or watch News on One weeknights at 7. South Africa's Minister of Employment and Labour, Nomo Kozozana Met, is set to meet ArcelorMittal South Africa management at their Vanderbijl Park plant today to address the potential shutdown of operations in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. Ministerial spokesperson Tobeka Matai says the meeting seeks urgent solutions to mitigate the economic fallout.
The looming shutdown of ArcelorMittal operations in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng may result in the loss of 3,500 jobs and have devastating ripple effects on families and businesses in surrounding areas.
The United Kingdom's Prime Minister Keir Starmer is in Ukraine to pledge long-term military and economic support. The visit sees Starmer meeting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to sign what the PM's office has called a landmark 100-year partnership. Simon Gaitan is our correspondent.
It's Starmer's first visit to Ukraine since taking office 6 months ago, and aims to cement the UK's long-term commitment to support Ukraine against Russia's invasion. The 100-year partnership, as Downing Street are calling the pact Starmer and Zelensky will sign, looks to formalise the, quote, unbreakable bonds between the UK and Ukraine, and the already pledged support package worth $15.5 billion. Its main focus is defence and security, but also extends to economic and cultural commitments, and looks to secure the long-term financial and military security of Ukraine. This comes ahead of US President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration this month, and fears Trump's administration may withdraw crucial support for Ukraine, undermining Ukraine's war efforts against Russia that depends hugely on US and NATO support. Simon Gaitan, London.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.